Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Parenting isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
And welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana, and welcome to the final show of 2025. I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and as the year gently come to a close, tonight's episode is all about reflection, gratitude, and of course connection. I believe that you've enjoyed our show so far. Christmas has just passed, the celebrations are settling. Yes, it was a major one in the city of Manchester and in Salford City. The decorations are actually coming down now, and many of us are taking a quiet moment to look back on the year that's been, and that's exactly the spirit of tonight's show, looking back. And of course, you know, Family Room is all about parenting, children, and the family. And of course, we talk with an African art and a global voice. This year, the Family Room has grown into more than just a radio program. It has become a community on radio, on social media, yes, on social media and in your home. So everyone who tuned in on Saturday evenings, listened online, watched us online, shared episodes, sent messages, commented on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and of course on YouTube. Thank you. Your support, stories, and engagement have meant the world to us. And of course, tonight we are ending 2025 in a special way. Yes, I mean a special way, because I've got amazing people in the studio, and we're going to be sharing those appreciation messages that you sent in, over the week, before Christmas and after Christmas. So these are messages to loved ones, families, to parents, to children, and relatives. So this is going to be read by two wonderful young people who represent the next generation. Yes, the next generation. And of course, joining me in the studio tonight are Esther and Sarah. Esther is 16 years old and preparing for college in 2026. I'm sure she's smiling right now. Don't mind what you're seeing, the smoke that you're seeing. There's nothing smoky here, but don't mind. It's one of those things. So, and Sarah is 12 years old and stepping into her teenage years next year. I know, but for both of you, it's a landmark achievement, you know, crossing over to from that baby girl to a teenage year and then crossing into college year. So Esther, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us on the show. We really love to be here.
All right. Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having us on the show today. We really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right, thank you very much. I believe you are going to say this. They actually, both of them actually talk. You understand? So thank you for being here. Are you ready to help us share these beautiful messages?
Yes, we are.
All right. So we're going to go on a quick break now. And when we come back, they're going to just dive into it, sharing those messages that you have sent in. Remember, follow Radio Africana on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook. And of course, follow me, Fekemi Adeyemi Bangbushe, on Facebook and on Instagram. And on TikTok, I'm FK Mighty. We'll be right back after this music break. Enjoy, because everybody loves Christmas.
Christmas, my favorite time of the year. But remember, yes, remember,
just remember,
love's the bottom line at Christmas time.
In a full gazi, whether in a house or in a pool party. If we like to go party to 5 December, we are coming outside. Christmas is the best season to chop rice and to chop chicken. All of my guys get the dough with the tiger. All my girls gonna show with the fine cloth.
Don't you know love is available? This special miracle is nothing without love. Let it show.
Let me see.
to send special regard to mommy and daddy. Brother Kamaru, passing brother to Tijani. Stability, just got back from Germany.
Yes.
And everybody will come my party. Start to shake for you, start to spray for me. Kijo Mole, make a new day for me. Whether you day Miami, I be you day worry. Sorry for the person who no
wants to. And you know, love is available. The special miracle is nothing without love. Let it show, show everywhere.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. We said today is good, is super packed, and it's a special one as we wrap up the year. Yes. And I've got with me Esther and Sarah, who'll be reading those messages you sent in before Christmas and shortly after Christmas. Esther, let's start with you. As someone preparing for a new chapter in life, let me ask, what's one thing you appreciate more about your family now than when you were younger?
Something that I appreciate more is my parents' protectiveness. The truth is that I didn't get a phone until I was like about 13 years old, and I really appreciate that my parents think about what's gonna affect me, like when I grow older, like me being exposed to different stuff about the world and how people, like people think about, like people's general opinions on social media and apps and stuff like that.
All right, thank you. Before we come to Sarah, can you read about five of those messages for us? Let's just go through them.
Okay. Kemi from Lagos, Nigeria says, I want to thank my mom for always believing in me. Jason from Milton Keynes, UK says, thank you to my wife for creating a loving home for our family. Olivia from Mississauga, Canada says, I appreciate my children for their laughter and kindness. Samuel from Baltimore, USA says, thank you to my dad for being my role model. Hadza from Zaria, Nigeria says, I am grateful to my parents for guiding me with love.
Wow, that's a powerful reminder of how much family support matters. It does really matters. So Esther, how does it feel reading words of gratitude like this from people to their family or friends?
It makes me feel happy that people feel supported and loved by their parents and people around them, because not everybody gets that type of love from their parents, and some people's families don't, like, people's families don't allow them to be the person that they are, and they make sure that their opinions are on them instead of asking what do the kids think about this and think about that. So yeah, I'm genuinely happy and grateful for them.
All right, can you read more? Can you read another five for us?
Janet from Croydon, UK says, thank you to my siblings for always having my back. Peter from Winnipeg, Canada says, I appreciate my wife for her patience and understanding. Faye from Dallas, Texas says, thank you to my family for supporting my dreams. Shola from Oshobo, Nigeria says, I'm grateful for my grandparents and their constant prayers. Emma from Bristol, UK says, thank you to my children for filling our home with joy.
Well, Esther, that grandparents you mentioned actually rings a bell. What is your own appreciation to your, or what strikes you the most about your grandparents?
Like the way they're very loving and kind. Like my grandma would give me like money to buy stuff.
Wow.
And she just like genuinely just takes care of us. Like she loves having our cousins and our parents with them, because it just fills the house with so much love and laughter.
Wow, nice. It's always good to have grandmas. I don't have any grandma anymore. But I'm not crying then. Sarah, your turn. Christmas has just passed. What's one thing you enjoyed most about is it spending time with your family? What is that thing that you enjoy when you, the one that you enjoy most when you spend time with your family?
I think it was going out with my family and like buying stuff, like shopping with them. It was really fun, and like during the evenings, we like having our like weekly hangouts with my mom and stuff.
Okay, beautiful. Go ahead and read those messages.
So Rachel from Leeds said, I want to say thank you to my children for bringing so much joy into my life. Ngozi from Oweri, Nigeria said, I appreciate my husband for always putting our family first. Paul from Calgary, Canada said, thank you to my parents for teaching me the value of love and respect. Angela from New Jersey, USA said, I'm grateful for my daughter who teaches me patience and love every day. Ibrahim from Ilorin, Nigeria said, thank you to my wife for being strong, caring and selfless.
Wow, wow. That message will resonate with many parents listening, you know. What are you most grateful for, Sarah? For somebody mentioned about the husband for putting himself first. What are you most grateful for about your dad?
My dad is really caring and he always thinks about me first before like doing stuff. Like he thinks about others before doing stuff, and that's what I'm really grateful about, because he cares about everyone around him.
Wow. Do you want to take more messages before we go on the short break?
Yvonne from Peckham, UK said, I appreciate my siblings for always showing up when it matters. Nathan from Canada said, thank you to my mom for never giving up on me. Grace from Akure, Nigeria said, I'm thankful for my family for their prayers and encouragement. Linda from Houston, USA said, thank you to my children for making me proud every single day. Sophie from Nottingham, UK said, I appreciate my husband for being a loving father and a partner.
Wow, wow, amazing, amazing messages that I feel like it's a testimony of how, you know, family relatives are, family, they're very caring, you know, children to parents, parents to children, husband to wife, wife to husband, you know. There's so much joy when you have a family. So every parent out there, I know it's a joy that you've, from January till date, you know, you've been able to take care of your children, buy them clothing, put them on in a shelter, provide things for them for their schools, you know, give them, you've given them quality education. It's not really easy. You guys have been amazing. So even if you don't have anyone that are sending love messages that we are reading out now to you, I want to say thank you for being there for your children as a man. Thank you for being there for your children as a woman. And when we come back, we're still going to talk to the girls. They have a couple of messages they want to read, but we'll go on a quick short break and we'll be right back after this time. Please don't go away.
To fight for my eyes. Fear in my mind is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. Let me hide. My mind, it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me. Fighting to give up my pain. Fighting to be on my lane. My mind running to the I need to find me in love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy, finding a way where you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find release. Far behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts I've traveled in.
Welcome back. It's still the family room. You know why I'm laughing is because, you know, we have lots of Thames music to play today. And why we're doing that, because we are having fun in the studio with the girls, because the girls said, you know, one of them said, no, I want Thames. So it is on their own terms that we are giving them Thames. So, right. So let's talk, girls. Esther, as you prepare for college, what's one lesson your family has taught you that you will carry on with you into adulthood, you know?
To always be hardworking, to always be kind and respectful to people around you. Because if you're like rude and you're like, you don't really get along with people around you, you wouldn't get anything done. And if you don't have self-ethic, if you don't have self-respect, if you're not hardworking, then you wouldn't be able to get to the place that you are right now.
Wow, amazing. That's so important, you know, valuing yourself, respecting your own self, because even if you don't respect yourself, you can't respect others. So you have to also value yourself, you know. Amazing. Sarah, from a child's point of view, what do you think parents sometimes forget but children really need? What is that thing that you see that parents sometimes forget but children really need? What is that one thing?
Parents sometimes forget that children need a bit of freedom. Like, I'm not saying like full-on freedom, like they get to do whatever they want, but like they need a bit of freedom to like make decisions on their own, because that's what's going to help them to grow when they're older.
So what kind of decisions do you think children can make on their own that they don't really need? Like, what kind of decision? Do you want to give us a scenario here?
I think that
don't be shy. We are not going to beat you. Just say the way it is.
Maybe when like children, like some children don't have certain apps that they might want to make the decision. Like the parents should be able to like give them the freedom to make that decision, because I get that they might not be old enough for it. Like at 13 or at 13, you should be old enough for TikTok. But like some parents don't let like children have YouTube at 13 as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a bit wrong, because the child doesn't have the freedom that they need.
But do you think a 13-year-old, because I remember last week we talked about, you know, digital boundaries and social media and all that. From the child's point of view now, what do you think? Do you think a child, a 13-year-old child, should be allowed to use TikTok freely or YouTube freely? And I really had to use that word freely so that you can really enlighten us on this.
I think that YouTube, I mean, not having an account, but you can also like protect your kids from something like certain things on it. But for TikTok, you can, if the child has an account, you can be able to control the account, and you can like stop your children from watching like inappropriate things on TikTok, because some stuff on TikTok are inappropriate. But I think that if you don't let your children like make that decision, like, also, like, come to you and be able to speak to you about it. I feel like they'd want to sneak it behind your back and not tell you about when they get it, but, like, they might sneak it behind your back.
Okay, all right. So I would say that wisdom is worth hearing. Like, give them the freedom to use it when they're a certain age, but rather than you don't allow them and they do it, you know, without you knowing. But when you say control, I want to believe that the only control that maybe a parent would have on a social media handle, like a TikTok handle, would be a private account. But then they can't really stop the parents, the children, from seeing everything that is happening, because the parent don't have a control of the what is happening on TikTok. You know, there's nothing the parent can do. Anyways, it's what listening to both of you speak, you know, from that point. So a quick fun round, both of you, one word to describe 2025. So Esther, one word to describe 2025.
Weird. It's very, very weird. It's a very
how can you tell us?
Because it went really fast. And then,
wow, true.
Yeah, it was very, very fast. Oh. And if you go online, there was so much memes going around, and the memes didn't really add up. Like, it wasn't very, very good. And the year was just very, very, it wasn't great, but, like, a lot of things happened. But at the same time, it was good because there were still some good things about it that, like, helped.
Okay, so, yeah. But weird because it went just so fast.
Yeah.
I thought we were still in the middle of the year, and then before you know it was December.
Yeah.
All right, so what is that one word, Sarah, to describe your 2025?
I think I say weird and I cringe as well, because, like, the memes that happened this year, like the 6-7 meme and stuff, it didn't really make any sense. Like, people just kept annoying people with it, and it was just not good. But at the same time, I enjoyed being around my family and stuff.
Wow, wow. All right, so Esther, let's do a quick one. Family time or phone time for 2025? Family time, was it more of a family time or was it more of a phone time?
Phone time. It was definitely a phone time.
Phone time on your own and not parent.
Yes.
So, but maybe it started with family and then it just went to phone time.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
What would you do in 2026 to make it more? Because it's not just parent alone that would do it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, we could have people reminding us, like, you know, once Sarah will always say, "Mom, family time, mom, girls hangout time." So how will you make it, you know, you said more of phone sometime from this year to the end of the year, but now how will you do it? How will you help the family to have more family time?
I would make sure that my parents, like, I and my parents agree on the movie that we're going to watch if we're going to have something like movie night. Because I'm someone who's obsessed with K-drama and I cannot watch K-dramas with my parents in the same room because that would be awkward. But I think that our parents should also, like, develop the habit of not, like, picking up their phones, saying they're busy when we're, like, trying to do something nice for them or we're trying to do something. So, yeah.
All right, to think about in 2020, or to start working on. One hope for 2020. Okay, I've not asked Sarah. Sarah, family time or phone time?
I think it was the same as Esther. It started off with family time, then just went to phone time.
Because life happens. So one hope for 2026. Let me start with Sarah now. One hope for 2026.
I hope that we get more. I hope that in 2026 we have more, like, family time and be able to spend time with our family because, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Esther, one hope for 2026.
And that the year is going to be good, that no weird memes is going to come online because that's not going to happen. That I'm going to actually do well on my second mock exams in year 11. I'm just hoping and praying that my hard work actually pays off and I get the good grades that I want to get.
All right. So we know that would definitely happen. And if you're just tuning in, it's still Family Room on Radio Africana. And like the way I always tell people, Radio Africana is not an online radio. It's a radio, a complete radio station, if you want me to use that English. And it's right here in the city of Manchester. And we do Afrobeats music nonstop, except when we have programs like this. Different programs. If you want to advertise with us, that 2026 is going to be that year. Advertise with us on our different show. We're going to be giving out lot of incentives for advertisers. So 2026 is going to be an amazing one for us in Radio Africana and for every family out there, whether you are an SME or you a brand manager of a company and you're listening to this. Please advertise on Radio Africana. That is your plug in to everyone around the world. So now we're going to retake more messages. Before I do that, remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Also, remember to follow me, Fikemi Adeyemi Bangbushe, on Facebook and Instagram, and on TikTok, I'm FK Mighty. So now let's go. Sarah, you first now. Can you read more messages for us?
Adeola from Lagos, Nigeria said, I want to thank my mom for always praying for me and reminding me who I am even when life gets busy. Linda from Birmingham, UK said, to my husband, thank you for being present for our children and supporting me through every season. James from Toronto, Canada said, I appreciate my parents for the sacrifices they made so I could have a better future. Monique from Atlanta, USA said, thank you to my sister for helping me to raise my children like they were her own.
All right, Esther, to you. But before Esther goes, you know, one of the messages that I appreciate most is that child saying that, thanking the mom for always praying. Sarah, how do you appreciate your parents? Do you appreciate your parents for always praying for you?
Yes, I do, because even when I think they're not actually praying, I still know they are, because like many things happened this year that I was protected from, and yeah, just thank God for that, and it was through my parents' prayer.
Okay, so you said when they are not praying, you know, sometimes you might not know when your parents are praying, you know. So it's always good to appreciate our parents, appreciate. So to everyone out there, you know, after this show and you finish listening, if your parents are just right beside you, just give them a warm hug, a nice peck on their cheeks. Just say thank you, daddy. Say thank you, mommy. If they are not there, just bring them up and say thank you to them. Esther, can we read more messages, please?
So today from Ibadan, Nigeria says, I'm grateful to my wife for holding our family together with love and patience. Sarah from Manchester, UK says, to my mom and dad, thank you for listening to me and making home feel safe. David from Vancouver, Canada says, I want to appreciate my grandparents for the wisdom and stories they share with us. Aisha from London, UK says, thank you to my mom for showing me strength and kindness every day. Michael from Chicago, USA says, I appreciate my wife for being an amazing mother and partner. Funke from Abeokuta, Nigeria says, thank you to my family for standing by me through tough times.
Wow. You know, it's always good when you have families and they can stand by you through tough times. You know, it's not just when there's food to eat or there's money to lavish or to spend together. You know, some family cannot just stay with their family. They only know to stay together when there is only money, when it's rosy, and when it's not, they can't stick with that person. So it's always good to know that someone is just right there. Whether you're a single parent or you're a married parent, I want to say thank you for all you do for your children. And before we go on the final appreciation messages within us here, and then maybe because of other people, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to have the final words, final appreciations, you know, from the young ladies in the studio. We'll be right back after this short music. It is on their own terms, what they want. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Yeah,
classic.
Walked in when I was a new youngin. Charlie, you were trying to run on me. I've been going on my own. I've been doing things unknown. It's the day one, you running right back. Say the drama, you running off track. It's a one life, you tell me one life. One time, you tell me one time. Open your eyes, baby. Can you be wise, cause you're my pride, baby. I'm on the way, I'm on the run, baby. Leave me alone, take it by now. I put you on it. Say you want chance to what it on me. I've been out what it back. Turn you right around, take it my way. So tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages now. Tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages, no, no. No more damages. Back then when I was a baby girl, I was yours and you were my world. Tell me what you wanna do for me now. Take you down and I will hold you to run my race. Cause you're running right there. Run my race, cause you take it right there. I've been down, I've been running right there. I've been out, could you take it back there? Pull up tonight, I might be risky. Buy me stomach, forget the whiskey. But you still wanna get back with me. You tryna be the one and deal with. Don't got my phone, you're not in my mind. You me still waiting at the one chance. I live my life, don't need you with me. Yeah, yeah. So tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages now. So tell me what you need from me now. You know where I need to be now. Cause I'm done with you now. No more damages, no, no. So tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with you now. No more damages now. So tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with you now. No more damages, no, no.
This is Family Room with Fiyi Kemi.
All right, you're welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. And what we've been doing since we started, we've been reading lots of messages, amazing messages from our listeners across the globe, from the UK, the US, from Nigeria, from Canada. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on the show tonight. And I believe and I trust that every family will end this 2025 well. And then you are also looking forward to 2026. Esther, let me ask you about goals. What are your targets? What are your goals for 2026?
My targets and goals is that I must get at least,
I know your GCSE.
Yes, I must get at least all nines in my GCSEs. If not nines, then I'm going to settle for six or eight for my GCSE grades. Also to get money, because I really need money for myself. And also to wear the best dress to prom. Mm. And yeah, that's what my goals are.
So best dress to prom, good grades, any other thing in terms of family?
Oh, to be with my parents, to always like visit them, even though I definitely going to move out, but I'm definitely going to be with my family. And also I'm also wanted to plan a trip to go to Egypt because I've loved Egypt for a while now.
Wow. Okay. Sarah, what are your goals for 2026?
My goals for 2026 is to I think my goals for 2026 is to be to convince my parents to let me have TikTok and Snapchat.
Wow. What a big, that's a big goal. Well, if wishes were all sis. anyways, I would say, don't let me say anything now. Well, I would say then also to every family listening out there, remember that you should sit down actually, because that is my own plan. It's something that I started thinking about. I said, okay, Christmas Day, rather than wake up to start cooking, why don't you wake up together, you know, just stay in one bed together and on the bed together and draft our goals immediately, what we want to do together as family, and see we are going to live through, you know, with this. So I want to encourage all the families out there, all the parents out there listening. If you are a child and your parents are not listening, you know, you cannot actually encourage them, you know, what are those family goals? I'm not talking of financial now, those things that will keep the family bond alive and all that. I know we are not perfect. The man is not perfect. The woman is not perfect. The children are not perfect. Nobody is perfect, but we know we all strive towards perfection. So, Sarah, Christmas has just passed. What's one thing you enjoy most about spending time with your family? What's that one thing you enjoyed most?
I think one thing I enjoyed most was the food. And like just sitting together and enjoying like just family time.
Oh, wow, the food. So you like food. So Esther, what is that one thing that you enjoyed?
I think I also say food, because I really like my parents' food. It's really, really delicious. I've never tasted anybody else's food that is better than my parents.
So who's the better cook, mom, dad?
I cannot elaborate on that right now.
Okay, all right. Yes. Well, one person must be a better cook. That yes. person that does the variety or whatever.
Yes.
Who is the better cook?
Mom. Definitely mom.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So thank you to both of you, you know, for coming on the show tonight to, you know, talk to about everything, you know, to read out the messages and to also educate us and also, you know, talk to the, because everything you've said tonight actually is saying something to the children, to all the children out there. So what would be your advice to teenagers out there in 2026? Esther, you are the teenager. What would be your advice to all teenagers that might listening or watch this on YouTube after the show? What would be your advice?
My advice is that always respect your parents and always thank them for anything that they do. Even if it's something small or something big, it still like counts. And always like respect your parents, because you don't know like how much they're sacrificing for you until you really like ask them and see what they're doing for you. So yeah, that's my message.
Okay. Sarah, what's your message to aspiring teenagers and people that are just, maybe they just turned 13 or they are, I won't say there's no young teenager, but maybe people that are just turning. You have a lot of friends that are going to be 13 next year. So what is your word of advice to them?
I think don't try to grow too fast, because like just enjoy your childhood while it lasts.
So there's time for everything. That's the key word. Don't try to grow. That was spot on, you know. Don't grow too. Don't grow Children, don't jump the gun. Wait for your time. That time will come when you will use TikTok. That time will come when you will use YouTube, when you'll be a YouTuber, and then you do all the things that you need to do. You need to dance. You need to dance. Dance, not show off things, you know, as a child. That time is going to come. We will go on a very quick break, a very short one, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up all these things we have said together today, and then we are going to look forward to that new year 2026 together as a family. Thank you for staying with us so far. Don't go away. We'll be back after this short break.
That I'm in my zone, I'm sitting on my throne, sipping my patrol right now. Pick up all the stress, pick up all the problems. I just wanna jolly right now.
You're listening to Family Room with Fayikemi on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Welcome back to the Family Room. I believe you've been enjoying this special edition so far. We've been talking about and reading appreciation messages from people across the globe, and we say thank you to everyone that have sent in that message, people that are sent in before Christmas and people that are sent in after Christmas. We also appreciate everyone that have been listening to us live on Radio Africana, listening to the Family Room and all the shows. So thank you to everyone that have been followed us on our Andus on Radio Africana, followed me on my different Andus, and of course subscribed to my YouTube channel. So thank you everyone. Remember to always like, to always follow us, and to always share our content. So talking about Christmas that's passed, I remember that, you know, a lot of people, maybe it might not necessarily be where our immediate place, you know, where we live, but did not get gifts, maybe due to one thing or the other. But I want to ask Esther, talking about Christmas gifts that you received or that you've received in the past, maybe in future, in 2026, what are you looking out for as a Christmas gift in future, in 2026? That's what you are looking out for as a Christmas gift, like a Christmas wish. One of your, maybe it's a, you've got a list, but maybe a major one that you're looking out for in 2026, like a gift. And then, what will you, if you have parents, what will you say to them? How should they shop for Christmas for their children? What kind of gifts? I know you want to jump on it quickly. Jump on it.
Okay, so
what are you looking out for?
Okay, what I'm looking out for is my flight tickets to Egypt, because I really want to go to that. Really want to go to Egypt because I
like. Where do you want to go to in Egypt?
I don't, any place, I don't know, whatever place anybody chooses for me. Okay. But like, definitely, I would definitely go sightseeing to the pyramids and like different historical sites in Egypt. I really like that.
Okay, so what would you want to? So So that will be it, the major gift you want for Christmas. How about what would you advise to parents? What would be your advice to parents when they are shopping for Christmas gifts?
I want parents to first, please, I'm begging you, please ask your children before you buy clothes for them. Because I've had so many utterances with my mother, and the clothes that she bought for me is not my style. And then she's complaining that I'm not wearing the clothes, but I don't really like the clothes.
The shoes.
I'm a very, I like baggy clothes. I wear, like wearing trainers, jeans, anything. I don't really like wearing dresses or heels. Yes, I'm not a girly girls type. I don't wear heels, I don't wear dresses.
So it's not parents just should just buy what they should not just shop.
Yes.
You know, collaborate, talk to the children.
Yes.
All right, so 2026, to all parents listening out there, talk to your children. Don't force it on them. Don't say, no, wear this. This is what I want you to, especially African parents. I mean, people with just that mind to say, this is what you should wear. This is what I've bought for you. No. Sometimes these children, they have their own mind. They don't like it, so don't let us do it. Sarah, what's that one gift that you're looking forward to in 2026, and what is your advice to parents out there?
An iPhone 16 and a Zaveti Canada jacket. And I think that, same as Esther, parents should ask before buying it, because children might not like what their parents are gonna
what
get.
What if they want to surprise you?
Children don't exactly like surprises like that. It's not children don't exactly like surprises, because they want to know what it is they're getting.
So how can you then surprise your children if you know their shoe size, you know their clothes size? Okay, you should just have in mind, okay, for instance, now Esther does not like slim fitted jeans, so no to buying Esther slim fitted jeans. Rather, we'll buy baggy, we'll buy, you know, the flares and all that.
Yeah,
you understand. So okay, all right, that is good to know. So for school now, you both are in school, what are you looking forward to when you resume back in January? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to going back to my teachers and my friends. My friends, we love talking about people in school. It's just so interesting. Like every single day we have stuff to talk about. And also my teachers, because some of my teachers are just great and amazing. They teach me stuff that like I would understand, and they just make teaching easier for me. And secondly, I'm also looking forward to our second mock exams in school, and I just hope that I'll just get the grades that I want to get.
Esther, is mock, is exam, is grades. Well, Sarah, what are you looking forward to when you resume in January?
Just going back to my friends and like taking the bus with them.
Wow. All right. So that you can play and laugh together. For me, I'm looking for an amazing 2026 to make more pounds in my accounts. More pounds for Radio Africana and all that. Spread it around there. Go shopping. Go holidays, break even in the United Kingdom and beyond, you know, for the radio station and also for myself, making Family Room, you know, a bigger one, a big one, you know, understand. So I want to say a very big thank you to both of you for coming on the show, and I would like to ask you, what is your, you know, final word, Sarah?
I want to say thank you to our families for like just caring for us and buying us stuff, and for the love, patience and kindness. Like my parents had so much patience with me this year, because I did a lot of stuff that I regret, but they had a lot of patience with me this year.
All right, confessional time. All right, Esther.
I would say thank you to our families, and most especially our friends, because it's not easy to like
like be able to speak to your friends about stuff, but like most of the friends I have are like really supportive and they care about me and stuff, and they advise me on stuff that my parents, their advice wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't help me that much. But I'm just grateful to my friends and my families for helping me and taking care of me and loving me for who I am. Thank you.
All right, thank you both for coming on the show. Thank you so much. Hope one of these days will have you. There's also one person that's supposed to join on the show but not available today. Well, I know we'll have the girls hang out on this show again, and you can talk to families more, talk to parents, you know, share your opinion, say the way it's paining you and how we can, you know, help you out as children. So as we close now our final episode of 2025, I want to say a heartfelt thank you. Thank you to everyone, yes, who listened on Radio Africana. Thank you to our listeners across the UK and around the world. Thank you to our online community for your comments, your shares, your voice notes and messages on social media. Remember when we just started, a lot of people sent in their messages on, oh, this, that, this is what you should do, I know that's what you should add. It's been an amazing time with you all. You've helped make the Family Room a safe and meaningful space for families. So Esther and Sarah, thank you for lending your voices tonight and reminding us why gratitude and family matters. Girls, say your goodbye to all listeners.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you.
All right. The Family Room will be taking a short break, but we'll be back in fresh conversation on the second Saturday of January 2026. Until then, take care of your families, take care of yourselves, and remember, you're never alone in the Family Room. From all of us at Radio Africana UK, thank you for an incredible 2025. Good night and a happy new year in advance. See you in the new year. Bye.
This is Family Room with Fiyi Kemi.
So be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes.
Remember, family comes.
time.